Welcome back to Your Tucson. I'm Steve Nunez. Since its opening in 1944, the Humane Society of Southern Arizona has served over 1 million pets. In February, HSSA hired former state lawmaker Steve Farley as the organization's next CEO.
Thank you so much for being here. It's always great to be on the radio and share our stories with people.
So let's get right into it. How do you plan to use your previous experience as a politician to continue HSSA's vision of a community in which all pets are truly cared for and loved?
Well, a lot of people don't realize that long before I was an elected official, I was an animal behaviorist, a volunteer animal behaviorist for the San Francisco SPCA in the late 80s.
Little known fact.
So I was working with animals in the shelter to gentle them and get them more adoptable if they came in kind of rough and not ready to go out to a loving family. I also worked on their hotline to let people know all over the country different behavioral tips and tricks to be able to keep the dogs in their homes and not be given up. So I have that background. While I was in the legislature, I created coalitions by reaching out to people who I may have disagreed with about a lot of different things, but found things we could work together on that we had in common. And one of those areas I worked most closely on was animal welfare issues. In fact, we got together a coalition and I helped to lead that was able to ban greyhound racing in Arizona. That was a huge accomplishment. I helped strengthen animal cruelty laws. I led one of the fights against puppy mills. All that knowledge and those relationships I've been able to build representing Tucson over that time and with the animal welfare community, I'm putting into place right here in the Humane Society.
And your attraction for taking this job, what exactly was it that inspired you to say, you know what, I'm moving in this direction now? Because you've had a long political career, and in the past you also were an art instructor and you led building of all the tiles downtown,
the Broadway underpass murals, right?
And
I have a lot of different lives.
Yes.
Probably more than a cat even.
More than nine, huh?
Exactly.
So this is your 10th life.
That's right.
So what inspired you to want to come here and make this difference? Because the Humane Society of Southern Arizona was without a leader.
Yeah,
a CEO for five years.
Exactly. Well, I was thrilled when the opportunity came up. I'd been looking for another way to serve that didn't involve having to drive up I-10 and spend all that time in Phoenix. But to leverage the knowledge and experience and the relationships I've built over time. When this came up, I have been a huge dog lover myself my entire life. I've always had dogs with me. As I mentioned, I spent time volunteering as an animal behaviorist in San Francisco SPCA. So it just seemed like a logical next step to be able to make this happen and to be able to stay here in Tucson and serve the community I love and serve the animals I love at the same time. Just a phenomenal opportunity. And I have to compliment the board for seeing that what they needed in this position was not somebody who simply had run a shelter in another state. They needed somebody who had deep roots in this community across a wide range of populations and people, and who had the ability to use those relationships to be able to raise up the Humane Society and all the great things we're doing even higher. And I thank them for taking that leap of faith and recognizing that what I could bring to this job, managing our amazing staff, 84 people who work here, thousands of volunteers we've got working here, and really speaking out on behalf of our mission, which is to make sure that we take care of the companion animals that we take care of and the humans who love them.
So we're walking through the kennel where a lot of the pets are. Tell us about the pets here and how easy it is to adopt.
Oh, it's amazingly easy to adopt, and I know this because actually last night I adopted a 3-month-old puppy from the Humane Society, so I went through the whole process. Bring your family, look at who's around. Don't be afraid of a dog or a cat that may not be responding well to you through the kennel or the cage, because this is a really kind of scary place when you've been taken out of a loving home or you've been out in the street. You don't really know what's going on. Be aware that what you're seeing in the kennel isn't always what you'll get at home. So take your time. We've got some nice places where you can wait with them in a room and get to know them that's a lot more home-like. We actually just put a couch up on our adoption lobby where you can visit with a dog. We have these things called catios, and Rabios for the rabbits, where you can just hang out with cats and rabbits and get to know their personalities there.
And of course, every animal up for adoption has a name, like Woodstock.
Everybody's got a name.
And the fee is right there, $50 to adopt Woodstock.
Well, it depends on the dog. There's a range of adoption fees depending on the age. Some of the adoptions are actually sponsored by some great supporters we have who step up and want to sponsor an adoption for a dog that may be older and may have a health issue and is harder to adopt. So you can get actually animals for free here if you choose an animal that really is in need. And, you know, it ranges from the most expensive animal you'll get will be puppies, because they're always the most desirable.
Yes.
They're up at $200, but you can range from $0 to $200 to be able to get the dogs. And the same with the cats. Kittens are $200, and the cats can be a sponsored adoption for free as well. One of these animals is going to steal your heart. And it's going to happen. It's happened to me multiple times throughout my life. I've adopted three dogs from the Humane Society over the last 20 years. And it's, you know which one when you come. It's an amazing place. And don't always judge them by what you see in the kennel. Hang out with them, walk around with them.
Yeah.
Get to know them a little more, because they've all got such amazing personalities and they are looking for you to take them home.
Well, Steve Farley, new CEO of the Humane Society of Southern Arizona, congratulations, and welcome to your Tucson.
Thank you, I appreciate it. And I love being able to have all these animals as my own every single day.
If you'd like to adopt a pet, call the Humane Society of Southern Arizona at 327-6088. That's 327-6088.